For this Monday, March 31st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A house fire was reported in Posey County on Friday night. Officials with Posey County Dispatch say they got a call about the fire around 7:34 p.m. on Friday. Multiple crews were on scene of the fire at South St. Phillips Road. Officials say the house was vacant at the time of the fire due to remodeling. Officials say the fire started in the attic but was promptly put out with no injuries. Posey County EMS says that tomorrow you can join them for a free car seat checkup and lead testing clinic. No appointment is needed. You can stop by and make sure your little ones are safe and secure. It will take place from 1 until 5 p.m. tomorrow at the MSD of North Posey's Ascension St. Vincent Tri-State Clinic, which is located at 4922 Highway 65 in Poseyville. Friends of Harmony State Park is asking for volunteers to join them this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 12 noon for an invasive species removal. They say to meet at the campground gatehouse at 9 a.m. You should wear long pants, long sleeves, and work shoes. They will provide safety glasses and gloves. Volunteers are encouraged to bring their own water and snacks. A Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office deputy is being hailed as a hero for saving someone's life. Deputy Craig Carroll of the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office was honored at the USI women's basketball game on Thursday night for his recent heroic actions. During a game on March 23rd, the deputy saved a man by administering life-saving measures. The Sheriff's Office says a man became unresponsive at the game and that Deputy Carroll was one of the first to respond. Deputy Carroll, who is also a certified emergency medical technician, intubated the patient and used an AED to revive him. Thanks to Deputy Carroll's quick response, the man regained his pulse and consciousness before being taken to the local hospital. The Sheriff's Office says the deputy's training and expertise proved critical in this emergency. There's a new place to grab some fresh cookies on Evansville's west side. Cookie Plug opened this past Saturday on West Franklin Street. It's right next to Bud's. The business has 31 locations across the country. Their website says they're inspired by graffiti and hip-hop culture. Cookie Plug is open Sundays through Thursdays from noon until 9 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays from noon until 1 a.m. Switching to some sports news in local college baseball from over the weekend, USI Baseball won 2-3 at home against Arkansas Little Rock. The Screaming Eagles are 12-15 overall and 4-2 in Ohio Valley Conference action. Evansville Baseball defeated Valparaiso in two of their three games this weekend at home. The Purple Aces run their record to 9-18 on the year and 4-2 in Missouri Valley Conference play. From Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals finished off the three-game sweep at home to begin the season as Redbirds beat the Minnesota Twins 9-2. The Cardinals start a three-game set with the Los Angeles Angels tonight at home at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs lost their finale out west in Arizona to the D-backs 10-6. The Cubs are 2-4 and begin a three-game series at the Oakland Athletics this evening at 9:05. The Cincinnati Reds stumbled yesterday at home against the San Francisco Giants 6-3. The Reds are 1-2 and welcome the Texas Rangers for the first of a three-game set tonight at 5:40. Coming up this evening in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers return home and start a three-game homestand against the Sacramento Kings, tip off at 6 o'clock. The Pacers have 8 games left in the regular season and 6 of them will be at home. Indiana is 43-31 in the season and currently are positioned in fourth place in the Eastern Conference standings. The Final Four is set in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, and it's all four of the number one seeds. On Sunday, Houston beat Tennessee 69-50, and Auburn defeated Michigan State 70-64. Coming up on Saturday in the Final Four, Auburn will play Florida at 5:09, and Duke will take on Houston at 7:49. That's news and sports for this Monday, March 31st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.